Hello, this is Diana Olenik. I'm super excited to be here today again discussing about one of my favorite topics. This is an important topic because I feel that right now with everything that is happening with the virus and all the global concern, many people is developing this type of mental state, which is anxiety and depression. So I just decided to go ahead and share with anybody all my experience and my knowledge and the tools that I've been able to use to get out of this state, and hopefully this will work for you too. So this topic of anxiety is actually very interesting, because when we look sometimes to solve one problem, we realize that in the search to try to solve that problem, we end up going into an unbelievable journey inside ourselves to search for those answers. So this is a nice kind of topic to discuss because of all the consequences that it could have. And this is basically the same process that happened to me. So just to go ahead and start speaking about the strategies that we can use, we're gonna speak first about the fact that anxiety is basically produced when we approach the life from a scarcity point of view or from a lack point of view. So that means when we are doing any activity and all of a sudden we have one of those thoughts and we start feeling that we don't have X or Y, and we start wondering how can I get it, and the desperation happens, and then all this chain of activities in the mind start developing inside. When all of these processes happen, is that basically fear comes into the scene. Fear is a feeling that we all have because it's part of the system that we were designed with when we were kids as a survival system. It's basically the system that is keeping us still alive. When we were kids, it's basically this process, the process that allowed us to being able to raise the alarms when danger was around. So this system, the problem is that as we get adults, we become adults, the same system is still inside our brain, and that's when the system is kind of confused with any other circumstance in the life, and we translate that into fear of every single thing. So fear is something that will be always with us, but it is basically, as we study more and more, we discover that this is actually something that we can manage, that we can kind of get rid of the consequences if we want. So when we understand that fear is basically the cause of anxiety, because it's the approach to life of something that we lack, when we understand this concept, then it's easier for us to understand or to apply some type of strategy to start digging more inside to see what is going on there. Basically, there is one tool that is called the Why tool. This tool is applied in business, in everything basically, but this is a very helpful strategy, and this is wondering yourself many times why I am feeling anxious right now. So let's say that you're feeling anxious because you're afraid that you're gonna lose your job. So then what you do is that you wonder again why, you ask yourself why again, why you're afraid of losing the job. Let's say that your answer is that I'm afraid of losing the job because I want to be able to feed my family. So then you ask again why you're afraid that you're not gonna be able to feed your family. And then let's say that you say, because I was raised in a way in which I am the one who have to provide, or I am that responsibility is on me, or because I feel miserable if I don't do it, or you know, like many type of reasons can come out of there. So the idea of this is that you ask as many times as needed for you to get to the root cause of the problem. So that means that you keep asking and asking until finally you find the real reason why you are feeling anxious. What happens usually is that it's something very interesting, and is that probably you're gonna find that your real reason for the anxiety or the fear is not losing the job. It's another deeper type of circumstance, fear, thought. And usually people realize that that is something that is inside you that you have to work with, and that you are able to control. When you get to that level or that point of realization, you are gonna be able to be in control more of your own life and your own state of mind, basically. So this is why this using this strategy, the Y tool, is so helpful, and is so it's basically easy to do it and to apply it. What is kind of maybe a little bit tricky to find out is the real root cause, but I'm pretty sure that yeah, anybody can perform that analysis and get the best kind of results and work with them diligently, actually. So you can get out of the anxiety state as soon as possible. The other aspect that I want to discuss is what is very, very important in this exercise is practice the fact of being in the present. This is a concept that is also sometimes what is difficult is kind of like to remember to stay in the present, but is once we realize of all the benefits and we start applying it, we kind of fall in love with this and we apply it more, like more often. So this is about the fact that when we are thinking in the event, let's say for example in the virus, or we are watching the news all the time and kind of feeling, you know, having those thoughts, instead of being watching the news or doing all of these activities, the idea is that you should be in the present, in the real second that you are living right now. So that brings us to discuss how it would look like. Like for example, you're watching the news and you're like in front of the TV, but around you is your wife, your kids. So instead, and you're feeling right now your mind with all of those thoughts. So the idea is that instead of doing that, you turn off the TV and you start doing activities with your kids, with your wife, or with your husband, and you really start living the present. That is enjoying exactly that moment. I think that one of the best masters to teach how is to live in the present is to look at very small kids. Oh, they really, really have that in place. They really live by that type of law for them. It's like they live in the present. So living in the present is that, is appreciating exactly that moment that you are having and engaging every single second, minute of your life in whatever you're doing in the moment. Like if you're working, then be concentrated just in working, just focus in being working, not feeding your thoughts with imaginary, or basically not totally real circumstances right now in your life. And I say that because you can be thinking, oh, how it could be if I lose a job, how it could be if I get sick, how it could be if my family get, you know, the virus, how it could be. But it's not happening. So if it's not happening, there is no point to be feeding those thoughts. Instead, you should be in the present. Bring your mind every time to the present. This is one of the best and most beautiful things you could do for yourself. This is called compassion for yourself. This is called acceptance. So in acceptance, you learn that all the circumstances that are around, you don't have the power to change them. And if you don't have the power to change them, what is remaining? The only thing remaining to appreciate is this moment, is this present, is you. So that's why being in the present is the most powerful strategy that you can apply to improve overall all your life. And beside that, of course, because you're gonna be very focused and very grateful, the life of the people around you. And this brings me to the next point, which is being grateful. So when you look at your kids' eyes, you can realize of how beautiful it is to live the present, live by the moment, and appreciate that, like being thankful for that, for being at that specific moment with your kid, interacting, like that second, that single second is so precious. Many other things could be happening in the world, but you're having that second for yourself, so it's a wonderful gift. It's very wonderful to realize of that. So that fact of being present, of being grateful for every single thing in your life, is gonna bring a lot of change in your life. I promise you that if you apply this, your life is gonna change, as it happened for myself. So just to put a little bit of frame here, I had to, like, I moved to another country, and then later on I had a, like, I was with someone, and then I had to go through a separation with a 2-year-old kid, and all of this happened. It's like in the middle of like a lot of pain, of course. We were fighting, there were so many difficult situations. I found that my life didn't have kind of like a north. I was all in my mind, I was all over, all like so many thoughts disorganized in my mind of what I was going to, or what was my objective or my mission in life. I knew I was created for something special, but I didn't know what it was. So it was a very, very painful time of my life, because I had to go through a separation with a 2-year-old kid. And then on top of that, I didn't have a job. I didn't have a family in the country, in Canada. And I didn't have friends or anybody whatsoever to help me. So going through all of this pain helped me to realize how, like, all of these conditions were not what I wanted forever for my life, or even for my kids. So it pushed me later on to find answers, like how all of this happened and how this works and how can I do better next time, and how can I overcome these situations in my mind, this stress, this anxiety, this depression. So because of all of this is that I decided to study these topics and provide for myself in my own way and make my own path. It's not an easy thing to do, but I was able to do it, and that's why I decided to share this with you, and especially in these times where many people is getting, you know, like very depressed, very anxious, and they feel a lot of uncertainty in their minds, and that brings a lot of, you know, like difficulties within their families. The environment doesn't feel good and they see everything gray, and I thought this is the best time to release all my experience, all my insight, all my like studies, because I've studied this a lot. I'm originally an engineer, and I became an engineer in Canada too. And I also had a lot of uncertainty about my life, like how my life was gonna unfold, and if being in a regular job was gonna be actually like the good idea for me or not. So then I decided to start my own path, basically. And I feel that the transformation journey that I've been through has been so beautiful, and I just decided to share it with the world. So I'm here as a friend, I'm here as a listener, I'm here as a woman that have been through very challenging situations, and I can tell you that I apply these strategies, and these strategies really work. So if you can also get advantage and use them, that would be very beautiful. I just do all of these out of my heart. I just love to help every time that I can. I think that I was born to serve, and that's why I am here with you today. Thank you very much for having this opportunity to connect with you. From wherever you are, I feel that everything that is around us is just love. So I send you all my love, and see you, or basically not see you, but we can communicate each other in the next episode. A lot of love for you and your family. Bye.